Thank you for the question. We've been looking at the best practices, and we supported on the best practice shared by other European countries in Athen and designing the new innovation strategy for the country. We have to understand that we are in a very different place where we were 10 years ago. Recently, I revisited the Peter Drucker article from 85, where he said that the cycle of innovation was about 50 years to get it into the ground, from research to get it into the ground. That is broken. We're now seeing the S-curves of adoption of technology and innovation ranging 5-10 years. Just look at the examples of AI, as Jacob was saying, where we saw large language models being adapted as medical doctors in villages in Africa, and that was 6 months to implement. Or we saw what AlphaFold did for us with AI also during the pandemic, where they found the vaccine in 3 months. That should have taken 5, 10, 20 years. We incorporated this as part of our strategy for the Innovation Agency. We can't let these cycles of innovation and adoption be driven just by the private interest. I know, as you said, the demand side, the public is ready and ripe to accept the green and digitalization. We saw what happened to the automotive industry with Tesla. If a good design and innovation product comes to the market, it will change. It will change the face of our streets. So we have to adapt our agencies and the programs that we bring to the ground to this. And we have to experiment. We have to try to admit as public servants that will be trial and error. And I know for policy, this is very hard. So we looked at missions. We look at policy as missions, like Germany, Norway, and many other countries are doing in Europe, to drive specific topics in our recovery and resilience program, the agendas. We put 3 billion from public funding, and we got 5 billion from privates. And this was public tender. They joined because we put out a call, and they brought the right challenges, and we select them. We also engaged in test beds. We engaged in sandboxes. We engaged in different initiatives that we know a lot of them will fail. Some of them will succeed. And the ones that will succeed will provide the value for money and for public service for what we think should be a strategy that changes the competitiveness of our country. Coming back to my colleague over here, I believe that the public sides of policy has to have a strong hand over some of the private interest. And the reason for this is because if we let capital alone drive innovation, they will push for the cheapest and lowest wage and easiest, less people working approach to the problem. We should have a mixed of both. We should serve the private interest, the demand of the public, but simultaneously, what will be the future of our society with innovation?